Listening, Unit 5, page 30b.
You will hear part of an interview with a lady called Julia, who is decorating her house. For questions 1 to 6, circle the best answer, A, B or C.
Today I'm here in a quiet area of Birmingham. Now, all the houses round here were built in the 70s, and most look like your average home. But one detached house looks more interesting than the rest because of its wooden front door. It looks like the historic doors you see on medieval castles, and it gives you an idea of what's inside. So, this morning, we're going to meet the home's owner, Julia Ingram, and we're going to take a look inside. Hello.
Hello, come in.
So, Julia, we're on the ground floor. Can you describe what's around us?
Well, all the furniture is based on the Middle Ages. I based it on historical pictures from that period.
And on the walls there are swords and metal shields. Are these real?
None of them are original. No, but you can buy copies online and in second-hand shops.
And if we go into this first room... Wow, this used to be your living room, is that right?
Yes. Well, it still is. We have a steel table and I've decorated the walls and ceiling with old stone.
So it really looks like the inside of a medieval castle. And the kitchen looks beautiful. How long did all of this take you to do?
Well, we started about 2 years ago.
You say we. Who's the other person?
My husband helps me. He's a builder and an electrician, so he does those jobs. And I do the design and painting. We're looking for a plumber at the moment.
So you haven't finished yet?
No, it's a bit inconvenient, but there's still so much to do. We want to finish the bathrooms this year, and then we're going to decorate our bedroom next year.
That'll be expensive, won't it?
Not really. It's about the same as anyone decorating the house normally.
Okay. So where does the interest in the Middle Ages come from?
It all started because I found films about that period. And when I started watching them, I just loved them. Everything was so much more romantic then. People wore wonderful clothes.
And what about plans for the outside of the house, like the garden?
Well, we really like the stream in our garden. We've applied to the local council. We've plans to change the garage, but some of the neighbours are complaining about the plans.
They don't like them?
No, not really.
Do you know why?
Well, no. We're going to meet the planning department at our local council and let's see what they say.
Do you think they will give you permission?
I just don't know.
And if they say no, what will you do?
I don't know. Maybe I'll move house and start again.